From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. It's wedding season, and in some states you still have to get a blood test before you get married, but no states make you get a credit check before tying the knot. So how important is it to talk about personal finances before you walk down the aisle? According to Jane Bryant Quinn, it should be at the top of your list. Jane Bryant Quinn is a financial planning expert, and she's the author of books including Making the Most of Your Money Now. Jane Bryant Quinn, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hello, David. Nice to talk to you.
So a lot of people have conversations about things like, you know, do you want to have kids, that sort of thing before getting married. But you're saying couples should seriously think about discussing their personal finances and spending patterns. Why do you think that's so important?
Because you're going to be living together. You're going to be having the same checkbooks. You're going to be having the same income. You really need to know what financial situation the other person is in. And you know, David, here's something that surprised me. I just got a survey in yesterday from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and it said that almost two-thirds of couples getting married didn't like the idea of having a financial conversation. I mean, how crazy is that? What do you know about the other person's debts or spending or are they saving money? I mean, there's all these things that you need to know if you're going to make a life together.
I know, and you are a financial advisor, but you know, I have to say it doesn't sound very romantic. When do you envision this conversation taking place? It's like you bring out the ring, and then right after that, your tax returns.
Yeah, well, more or less, something like that. Maybe slightly before you bring out the ring. I think that you simply have to, well, I was listening to your previous conversation about the bicycle rider. I think you ought to go bare with your finances. And you just get some wine, you know, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou, and your credit report, and your savings, and your 401k, if you have it, and say, listen, we need to have this conversation, and it's full disclosure on both sides. I love you, everything is fine, but let's just find out exactly what we are and where we are. I mean, you need to know how much debt the other person has. You need to know if they've got a 401k or an IRA. Are they saving money? Aren't they saving money? You know, these are pretty important things.
So debt is one of the things you should be asking about. Why do you think it's so important to know about debt before getting married?
Well, if let's say that you yourself don't have a lot of debt and you discover that your partner does. Well, that's going to seriously affect your mutual lifestyle. It's not that you are responsible for your partner's debt. You're not. He is. I'm looking at it from my point of view. If somebody I was going to marry, he would have to pay his debt. I don't have to pay those bills even if I marry him because I'm not on the debt. But the fact that he has to pay a significant amount of his income to cover his debts is going to affect our joint lifestyle. And you know, when you sort of lay out how much money are we going to have together, how much goes out in debt, what are your debts, what are my debts, how are we going to handle this? And you know, if it turns out that the man you love, the woman you love, has been hiding debt from you or hiding a serious financial situation, I mean, you're in a state of financial fidelity already. You know, this could be real problems as you go ahead.
All right. And while you're asking these questions, what about credit scores?
Credit scores would be part of it because that helps show what your past history has been with debt and with managing money. You ought to talk about how much you're going to save and how you're going to save it. How do you want to live? Do you want to buy a house? If so, how are you going to save for it? Who's going to put it up? I mean, money management. How about how you're going to handle the checking accounts? You have two accounts and then one for household expenses. Who's going to pay the bills? How are you going to handle these things? You know, this is just like, as you said at the start, you're going to talk about kids or you're going to talk about where you live. It is just absolutely normal to talk about financial things, and for that, I really believe that you got to look at it. You have to look at the bank account, look at the credit score, look at the amount of debt that's on the credit card. Just bring those pieces of paper and talk about it.
I just have to bring it back to this. You know, it seems like marriage and love, there's a leap of faith involved here. If you start talking about all of this stuff before you get married, how many people are going to actually leap?
Well, I think that the more people who leap, the more you're going to leap into some happiness. Because, I mean, let's face it, David, if you get married and you find out that there's a huge debt there that you didn't know about, I mean, how are you going to feel about that? And if you get married and discover that although your partner is earning a good income, he or she can't save a dime and likes to pay for everything in plastic, how are you going to feel about that? And these are the kinds of things. It's not that you can't make a life together or you can't work it out, but you need to talk about it so that you're not suddenly surprised. And there are other things, you know, like health insurance. Do you both have health insurance or not? If not, how are you going to get it? If so, whose policy should you use? You know, there's a lot in the world that just needs to be sorted out when you are going to live together. Just plain old budgeting. You know, how much money do we have? How much can we afford to spend? That's just, you're going to have to face this sooner or later, David, and I'm wildly in favor of facing it or just discussing it. You know, if somebody you love, you know, what's the matter with saying, okay, now it's credit score day.
All right.
I'll bring the wine. Right?
Jane Bryan Quinn, thanks so much for giving us that opinion.
My pleasure, David. Always nice to talk to you.
Jane Bryan Quinn is a financial planning expert, and her books include Making the Most of Your Money Now.